The Lord of the Rings movies seem to have everything, but there are those who remember that other fantasy movie trilogy. Christian Bordahl reports from Los Angeles.
Come on, guys, you remember 1977 and that galaxy far, far away. And now you're ready to abandon Luke and Leia and Han and Chewbacca to jump on the bandwagon of some upstart New Zealander and his bunch of little furry-toed hobbits? Well, meet Trish Gibbs, a real estate attorney from Rockford, Illinois, and a stalwart Star Wars fan whose heart has not been captured by The Lord of the Rings.
It just never drew me in the way Star Wars did. I never felt for the characters the way I did for Star Wars. And if it gets accolades from Hollywood that were never levied upon Star Wars franchise, that just makes Star Wars all the more special for me.
Yes, current talk in Hollywood that Rings creator Peter Jackson might win a Best Director or Best Picture Oscar is a touchy subject for Star Wars fans. George Lucas didn't get either, but Gibbs says,
I'm not put off by the attention that Lord of the Rings is getting. In fact, it just means that there are fewer people in the Star Wars toy aisle.
I think the characters take themselves way too seriously. You know, they make grand, earnest statements like, the time of elves is over, and I sense evil here.
Jean Tang wrote a piece for Salon.com in which she made the very controversial case for Star Wars being superior to Lord of the Rings.
I think that the portrayals fall flat. You know, I'm not saying the acting isn't good, but in a general sense, I think some of the characterization needs to be further developed. I definitely could have used more dimension to Frodo, for example.
There's a lot of Gollum in the third movie, and he's a fascinating, in some ways, he's the most vivid and complicated of the characters.
A.O. Scott, film critic for the New York Times, is talking about the hobbits and their menacing computer-generated sidekick, Gollum.
But I think you're right, the rest of them are either so virtuous or so craven and villainous that you don't get the kind of interplay of characters. I mean, there's nothing like the kind of screwball comedy flirtation between Han Solo and Princess Leia. There's no sexual spark or buzz in the movie at all.
And then there's the music. Anyone can hum a few bars from Star Wars, as A.O. Scott demonstrates.
Well, I can still do, you know, Bill Murray doing the Star Wars theme.
Right.
Star Wars, nothing but Star Wars.
In the end, the real test is staying power. 25 years from now, will the Lord of the Rings trilogy still spark the imaginations of moviegoers? Jean Tang.
I don't think that The Lord of the Rings has enduring value as a movie.
Well, there you have it. For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl in Los Angeles.